Now time for our locker room chat with Jackson Heights head football coach. That is Caleb Wick. It is presented by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Nettawatka Fitness Center. Coach, coming off a tough one last week, you got a Centralia team that's still considered one of the best in 1A. They're 5-0, and you guys jumped out to a 6-0 lead early, but Centralia went on to win it 28-6. What are just a few key takeaways from last week?
You know, I was happy. You know, I was happy with the way we played for the majority of the game. You know, if you would have told me that we go on a 11-minute drive and punch it in there in the first quarter, and, you know, we were able to benefit from a couple great plays from our quarterback, Drake Mellies, and we were able to overcome a couple penalties as well. So that was a great first drive, probably one of the better drives that we've had since we've been here at Jackson Heights. And, you know, looking over the stats, we had 17 more plays than them. We had 20 more total yards than them. We were 4-for-7 on fourth down. They were 2-for-8. So, you know, 11 first downs for us, 11 first downs for them. But, you know, the glaring stat that I'm looking at right now is we had 3 turnovers. They had 0. And that really put us behind the 8-ball there. You know, they're in the second quarter. They're ahead 14-6, and we have the ball on the 15-yard line and throw a pick right before the end of the half and don't get any points there. And before that, we had a little mishap on a kickoff return where we fielded at the 1-yard line. Would it have gone in? Would it not have gone in? We don't know. So that was probably just a sign of caution why our guy picked up the ball and started running it out. But they were able to pin us deep, and then we punted from our end zone, and they got the ball on our own 20-yard line and was able to score from there. But, you know, we gave them short fields on 2 of their scoring drives there late in the fourth quarter. We had to go for it inside our 20 again and threw a pick. And, you know, that's just going to happen. But with that being said, I was pleased with our effort, and I was pleased with the way that we competed. You know, Drake Mellies had 19 carries for 105 yards. So, you know, that's saying a lot for a freshman to step up in a big-time game like that and have, you know, that many yards. And, you know, Jude Williams played a heck of a game as well. And, you know, watching film and everything, on the defensive side of the football, for a majority of the game, we had 6 freshmen and sophomores, you know, starting both ways. So, you know, that's that inconsistency we've been talking about here for the last 2 or 3 weeks. Just we're a young football team. You know, we see glimpses and we see drives that are really, really good. And then we just see drives that aren't so good just because of that youth and that inconsistency. But if we can just be more consistent and more precise and, you know, try to limit our turnovers, I think we'll be in good shape here later on down the road.
Cobras sitting at 3-2, final 3 weeks of the regular season coming up. And let's talk about some of those younger players. Again, we've talked about them throughout the weeks here, you know, throughout the course of the season, and some of those younger guys who have stepped in and have played really from the jump. How have some of those underclassmen really kind of gelled, and where's the growth been through some of them, you know, here through the first 5-plus weeks of the season?
You know, just getting acclimated to the speed of the game. You know, Drake being a quarterback, you know, the speed of the game from middle school to high school is tremendous, and he's starting to get that a little bit better. And, you know, Cade Holiday comes in there as a sophomore at quarterback and helps us out a lot too. And like I said, he's only a sophomore, and he was hurt majority of the time last year and didn't really get a lot of reps as a freshman at quarterback. So he's pretty much a quarterback or a freshman too with number of reps that he's gotten. And, you know, we got Cash Robinson on the offensive line and Max Watkins on the offensive line, 2 sophomores that are seeing their first varsity action. We had to play Tegan Balhay, a freshman at tight end and linebacker during the Centralia game. And Landon Wakabushka, a sophomore outside backer for us, you know, came back this week from injury during week 1, and he played tremendous as well. And a junior, actually, Michael Cornelson, hasn't gone out since the 7th grade year. And he decided to come out this year and is doing a tremendous job at corner for us. So, you know, that's just a few, and I know I'm missing a few, but it's just the speed of the game and the physicality of the game. And, you know, we've been practicing a lot during the course of the year, and they're finally starting to hit that stride, but we just got to find that consistency. And if we can do that, I think we're going to be a pretty tough team to beat here in the future.
Down to the final 3 weeks here in the regular season for Jackson Heights. They go to Troy on Friday. We'll talk about that one when we come back here on KNZA. We continue our conversation with Jackson Heights head coach, that is Caleb Wick, presented by Farm Bureau Warham, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Nettawatka Fitness Center. You get set for a very talented team in Troy this week, another key district game. They certainly, from what it looks like, they took the Centralia loss a little personal, because then they go out the following week and put up 76 on Moore Hill Mount Academy. Did you watch much of that tape, or just what's kind of the early assessment on this Troy team and how good they really are?
They're athletic. They're athletic across the board. They're big up front. They can throw the ball very, very well. They can run the ball very, very well. I mean, they have prospects across the board, you know, when you're talking about playing at the next level. And really the big thing that jumps out on film to us is, like I said, their athletic ability and their overall team speed. You know, watching them against Centralia there 2 weeks ago, that was a great football game. And it was one of those 50-50 games that any team had the opportunity to win it. And they have playmakers everywhere across the field, and, you know, we're going to have to play assignment sound and do our responsibilities. And I think if we do that, it'll be a great football game on Friday. But overall, very, very impressed with them.
How tough is it to kind of replicate that speed and athleticism in practice?
You know, it is, but when we go half line, or, you know, we go one side of our secondary versus our varsity receivers, I mean, I think we can get a good look. And it's just us, you know, playing our responsibilities, playing where we're supposed to be, have our eyes where we're supposed to be. And it's one of those things, if we have our eyes in the wrong spot and don't get to our drops, they're going to hit you for 75. So that's another thing that really scares us, is their big play abilities. You know, you asked about that Mar Hill game. It was a game of big plays. You know, 70 yards, 60 yards, 80 yards, whatever it may be, they have big play capabilities. So we really need to, you know, harness that in and not let them get out loose, because if they get out loose, they're going to outrun us.
What's going to be the expectations for your team this week, especially on the defensive end, when you talk about how explosive they are on offense, and just what's kind of the expectations and keys to go get one on the road this week?
You know, it's responsible football. You got to be responsibility sound. We really got to run to the football, and it's just finding that consistency. You know, when we put drives together consistently and we're consistently doing what we're supposed to be doing each and every play, we're a pretty tough team to beat. It's one of those things, like I've always talked about, that youth factor, and, you know, we just got to get around that. And these players are going into their, what would it be, week six on the season. So we're getting to the point where these freshmen need to be playing like sophomores, and these sophomores need to be playing like juniors. But they just got to keep stepping up and keep being positive, and just keep the train rolling. And hopefully we can do that on Friday night and make the game as competitive as we can.
Certainly a good one on tap for Friday. Jackson Heights at Troy, ball game you can hear on KNCA 103.9. That is Caleb Wick, Cobras head coach, joining us. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck. We'll see you on Friday, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you very much.